Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, I'm here with Harriet Lonergan in her beautiful home in Minnesota, and I'm just thrilled and honored to be here today with Harriet. She has been a mentor of mine for a good number of years, starting with Princess House, which is where I got my start in the direct selling industry. Harriet is celebrating a couple of pretty big milestones this year. She just celebrated a 50-year anniversary with Princess House. 50 years with the same company is quite an accomplishment. And in May, she is going to be celebrating her 100th birthday. She is still very involved in her direct selling business. And what an icon that she is for this industry. Harriet has got over 76 years in direct selling, and I know that she has a lot to share with us about what those early days were, as well as the impact that this business has made on so many women's lives. So Harriet, tell us about when you first started with direct selling. How were you introduced to it, and what company was that with, and how did that work out for you?
My dear, it was lucky. And I you're going to hear me use that word a lot because I feel like I've been so lucky. I had just had my first little baby, little Patty Ann. And we had a very strict, very hard income that wasn't giving me the extra things that I really would love to own. So I thought I would find something I could do. Do you know there was one thing that everybody can do, and I chose it. I was an Avon girl.
Oh.
And I would take my baby in her buggy, and we would go over and knock on the doors with our catalog and get orders. I did that all summer. Now, fall comes, and it's cold, and I can't still do it. And I could have been just as successful on my telephone, but I wasn't. I was afraid of a telephone, and I didn't do it right. So I still was an Avon girl, but that was my beginning, and I was 24.
Wow. So then what happened after that? So what was your next experience?
Well, I had another baby, and then we moved to St. Cloud, and I was invited to a party. It was called a brush party. And I thought, gee, I don't have any money to buy brushes, but I could meet my neighbors. The girl that was showing the product said she had just carpeted her whole house with the money she had made selling these brushes. I didn't have a rug for my floor. And I thought, if she can do it, I can do it too. So we sent my application in to Minneapolis. I forgot that I didn't drive. I didn't have a car. I was afraid to talk in front of people. But you know what? I wanted a rug. This was my way of getting a rug. And I got it. I started, and I had to give a product if people picked me up, a piece of product if they brought me home, and something else when they came and took the product home. Do you know, I got completely booked up. And I didn't know this when I started, but when my application went into Minneapolis to the girl that was head of the whole state, she knew that I was so afraid to talk in front of people that she sent the application back with a big refused on it.
Oh, wow.
But I was completely booked up. The sales were going into the office. And now she wants to come and sit in with my at my party. That was my beginning. And I found out that I just loved to do it. And I was with better brushes for a year. I became an organizer. I found out that I just loved it. It was fun to do and very, very, very worth my time. Very worth my time. And the real secret of it, it worked around my time because I was a mother with two children.
Right. You know what I find interesting? Because people let so many things block them. So you didn't have a car. And I remember back then on applications, even when I started in 1979, right. You had to, it said right on the application, do you drive or do you have a vehicle? And if your answer was no, they weren't going to let you in. So you actually had the person pick you up, the host, to take you to the party, and then somebody drove you home and you gave them free product for right. doing that.
That's how I got started in this wonderful career that's lasted the rest of my life.
Wow, that is so awesome. I think people let things, the littlest things, be stumbling blocks. And you were also petrified to talk in front of people, but you got over that, didn't you?
By doing it.
Yep.
I got over it by not thinking about myself, but getting into every, and that's the other secret I learned. The minute I forgot myself and really, really concentrated on every person that was in the room and made a friend of that girl, she's going to buy or she's going to book or she's going to want to do what I do.
That is great. So then from the Better Brush Company, what did your career take you then?
Well, one night I was out and heard about a new company that was 3 years old called Coppercraft Guild. And the president of that company was in this little town right then, Mr. Collis. I made an appointment with him, went over, fell in love with him, fell in love with the product, and I stopped selling brushes. And it was the most wonderful thing that I've ever done because it opened up the most wonderful business for me for the rest of my life.
Right. So you were with Coppercraft for a number of years.
I was at Coppercraft for, well, I thought I was in, well, but I was. I was in for 50 years.
Okay, because...
Oh, I was in Coppercraft, yes. I was in it for as long as it was in business, and that was 10 years.
Okay, and then Charlie Collis... then was the one that was responsible for starting Princess House.
Yes. And, of course, I went with him. Coppercraft was no more. And we started Princess House. And that was fanatical. That was fanatical. That was famous. That was so wonderful.
It was. I certainly do remember that, too. So tell us what it was like at that time, like for women in direct selling at
well,
those early days.
I remember that my father didn't want me doing it because women weren't working at the time. They stayed home. But I needed extra money. And I wanted to do something with my life. And it was the beginning of how women saw that they could stay at home and do their work, but have something extra that could work. And this party plan business was so perfect because it worked right into the time that you had to work.
Absolutely.
It was phenomenal.
So... when you look at then compared to today, because you're still very much active in with your direct sales business today, working with the different ladies and on your team, what differences do you see? Or do you see really much differences?
Well, yes. I see that, I see to begin with, the sales are phenomenal. These when they go out now, they have $700-$1,000 party. I remember when I had $100 party, we celebrated because it was so wonderful to have. And then we had a $350 sales quota, and we did that. But to begin with, if you had a $100 party, you were ecstatic.
Yes. Really, the reason that people join today is not that much different than it was back then, is it?
No. This Princess House, this party plan business, really works for women because your time is so precious. You have to use your time well. And party plan can work right into whenever you're able to work. You're only able to control your date book.
Absolutely.
And you can make as much or as little as you need to make in the time that you have available.
And that hasn't changed at all, has it?
Hasn't changed at all. You know, it was my social life. I didn't go out bowling or playing bridge. I did this instead. And I think I had more fun. And I had a family of four, and we needed money. It takes a lot of money to live.
It sure does.
And you hate to have your children do without anything.
Absolutely. And that certainly hasn't changed for moms today either. Right. You know, we want our kids to be able to have those extras and have the life that they want to choose. But, you know, I really love the point that you just made is that it not only was a way for you to make income, but it was part of your social life as well.
It was actually, yes, my social life. I loved the people that were on my team. They were my special friends. We didn't, whenever we went any place, it was with them. It was different, I guess.
Yes.
But yes, it was my social, my whole life. And it was so wonderful.
Yes. So then overall, out of the scope of that whole time, you know, how would you say the business has shaped your lifestyle?
Well, I'm a different person because of it. First of all, I'm a world traveler. They had a wonderful trip every year that you could win free. I've been every place. So I think you change, too, when you travel a lot, when you meet a lot of people. You change.
Yes. You just become a little more well-rounded, a little more knowledgeable.
Exactly.
Yes. I know one of the things that you've always said to me is how lucky that you are, just because of all those experiences and the people that you've been able to meet.
Yes. I think I feel so lucky. But, you know, I'm lucky, but I offer the same luck to people. Everybody can have this same thing that happened to me when they choose. I guess party plan, I think, is just wonderful for women because you can work it around your time, which is so valuable.
Absolutely.
It's so precious.
So it hasn't always been easy sailing, though, has it? You've certainly had some ups and downs along the way. So how did you handle those, and how did you push through them?
You know, there are many times when you are so disappointed in what happens to you, in the people that you have, in the sales that you get, in a million things happen constantly. And every time they would happen, I would work that much harder. And always, I had a better return after I had it down. And that's when people make a mistake. They think, oh my goodness, I can't do this. That's exactly the time when they need to work harder at it. And they're going to really make it.
Absolutely. I do think that people are more afraid today, and I'm not really exactly sure why, but I know I see it. They're so afraid of failing, or the first little thing happens and goes wrong, and they're like, oh, I'm just going to give up. This isn't going to work. But you're so right that when you stick with something, you usually come out even stronger. And
better.
Better.
You stay with what you choose. Look at the disappointment you have and decide you're going to make it better, and it becomes better.
So you're still very, very active with your team today. I know I've spoken at your regional events over the last couple of years, and it's been incredible. And I'm so amazed, as I'm sure many of the people watching this and listening are going to be. So when a lot of people could have retired and a lot of people could have said, I had a really full life with this, what keeps you going today to still want to work with your team and still be active?
I love the people I work with. I love every minute I work with them. And again, it's like my social life. And I guess I would be disappointed in me if I stopped. I can't stop because there isn't any stopping in sales and developing people. I need to be there. I want to be there. It's fun for me to be there.
Absolutely.
It's not work. That's the other thing. The minute you make this work, it doesn't work. It has to be something you love doing. It has to be something that you love meeting people and changing their lives. It has to be more than work.
So I know one of the things that you and I have talked about is there are some people that are just really strong sellers, and they just don't understand the benefits of building a team. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
That makes me so sad because I know that these people are going to get to the place where they're going to get older and they get more tired. Sometimes maybe you're going to have more trouble driving your car. You need to develop a team. And when you do, that's your joy, their success. They're wanting you to be with them to help them. It's more thrilling, actually, than doing the parties that you've always done. I got to the place that I felt like I wasn't, I wasn't that excited about going to do a party. I would be more interested in helping a girl get where she wants to go. And I wish and I want everybody that works with me to get there, to really have the thrill of seeing some people that they bring in that become successful and get where they want to go in their life.
So what do you think what do you think holds people back from that? You know, why don't they embrace recruiting or sharing the opportunity like they should?
I think because they're afraid. They know that they can control what they do, and they don't think they can help somebody else control a date book and go out and be successful. When, you know, all they need to do is have this person watch them, and they've made it.
Yes.
But I think they're just afraid that they're not going to be as successful as they are selling, just selling.
Right. So when I was at your last meeting, I had just finished, and then you said, I'm going to do a recruiting talk. And I remember thinking, I had no idea what you were going to share, but then I was so amazed at how spot on that it absolutely was. And so it would be something that you would have said, you know, throughout the year. So do you want to just share that with us?
I can do that. We had 2,100 people that we had in our team. And whenever I'd meet somebody, I would say, are you doing without anything? Do what I do. I want to help you. You know, it's so wonderful. I want to tell you that you are able to start without borrowing any money. We teach you, we train you with everything you need to know, and we hold your hand the whole time, and we're watching to see you become successful. I want you to live like we do. We just came home from a beautiful trip, and we've got another trip that they're going to be offering to us. You don't just buy something or sell something. You learn to live with beautiful people doing wonderful things, and I'd love to help you. I'm here to help you. Just tell me what you want, and we'll get it for you.
That's awesome. So you've achieved a lot of awards over the year, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I could, in fact, when I moved here, I was gonna do it in my garage. Charlie gave those wooden plaques. I have enough of those to cover all the walls in the garage. But I haven't done it. I should do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But those were the awards that we got then. But I have my house full of awards. One of the reasons I can't move is that we built shelves here to put these awards on that I have, because you have to have a place for them.
Absolutely. Is there any one that is really super special that you remember or that stands out, achievement?
Well, there's a one in my office. My dear friend Carol Long was so special to me, and that award says in honor of Carol Ward, a Laura Award.
Right, because
Carol Long Award.
She passed away a few years ago.
Right.
Yes.
And she was so terrific.
She was terrific.
Yeah. You know, the minute you do this, you're just having fun. You're doing a service to people because you're showing them the very best thing that they could have for their homes. And you're giving them an opportunity to make money, to work at their leisure when they have time. It's the most ideal setup for any mother that I could think of. You work around your family. And another thing, you're teaching your family how to do things.
Absolutely, because they learn how to manage their time better. They learn how to be entrepreneurs. They
right.
learn how to, I don't know, think of great ideas and not be afraid to talk in front of people. There's
right.
so many wonderful things that your children pick up.
They grew up differently because they're watching you. And you become good at taking care of your time. Your time is so valuable. We don't use our time right. Most people have so much extra time.
Absolutely, and a lot of time that is wasted.
Wasted.
If they would just put forth a little bit of effort.
I remember Lynn Bartlett when she started. She had two little children, and they started to cry when she was going to go to work. And she took a Sears catalog and opened it up and said, I want you to pick out what you want me to buy for you after I make the money tonight. Do you think they cried after that? they pushed her out the door. But, starting when they're little children, you can teach them why you're going out to work.
Absolutely.
They grow up different.
They do. I've seen it in my children, and it's been just, it's incredible,
it
actually.
Is.
It's incredible to see the confidence level that they have. And
right.
they actually, there isn't anything, I think, that they, when you've done well, they think that there's anything they can do too.
Right.
Absolutely. And so I know that you come from that same sort of work ethic that I've sort of been brought up on. And I've worked really hard in my business all of these years. And a lot of people look at at other individuals and think, oh, that must come easy, or, you know, it doesn't require that. But it just really requires a lot of hard work, doesn't it?
It requires hard work. It requires disappointments. It requires joy. It requires many wonderful things that happen to you that because you're doing this. I think the most wonderful things that happen are the things that happen between you and your team that are so valuable to your life.
Yes. So what advice would you give to someone today wanting to start out in this direct selling business?
Well, I'm so prejudiced. I have to say, I think you need to work in princess house. But you know, if you're looking for a company, the first thing you need to look for is their financial backing. I've seen too many girls have chosen to do party plan, and the company in a couple 3 years goes out of business, and it's a disappointment, and it affects the girl, and I don't like to see it. We are so strong, and I think you need to look at the leader. Leadership is so important. Look at who you're going to work with.
And then I know I've heard you say this, and I love it, but it's they need a plan, right? I've always heard you say, get a plan and work your plan.
Work your plan. Get your plan. Work your plan. Work your plan around your family. Know what they all want, and you all then benefit from it. It's an education for your children.
It truly is. So, as you're getting ready to celebrate this 100th birthday.
Oh, my.
Is that like, what does that feel like for you? Is it like hard to believe, or it just, what do you feel like in that?
Well, we're planning a party, but when I say 100 years, I kind of choke at it because I don't feel like I'm 100 years. And I've had a wonderful life because I chose party plan. I've met the most wonderful people. I guess that's the most wonderful thing. I've met the most wonderful people that you could ever meet. I have people coming from all over to this party I'm going to do. Would I have known them? No. It's going to be, I can hardly wait just to see all these people together. They're beautiful people. That's the thing that I think is most important when I look and think about these 50 years I've worked at Party Plan. The beautiful people I've met and loved. The wonderful things we've been able to do, the exciting, interesting things that have happened to us because we're in this business.
Together.
It's phenomenal. It isn't just going out and selling something. I think I could write a book on how America lives because I've been in that many kitchens. I've watched that many girls with their children. I've watched the fathers come home, and I've watched the way the people live. I could write a book about it.
Well, I'm sure that would be a very interesting book. Well, I just personally want to thank you for your time today, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for just being such a great mentor, not only to me, but to the thousands of other women's lives you've touched. And I want to thank you for being such an inspiration to everyone who's going to see this and to every single person that you've touched and that you keep touching and that you keep inspiring. So thank you so much for your service to this wonderful industry for over 76 years. Thank you.
Well, thank you, honey. And you too are doing a wonderful service to everybody who listens to this, because it's living. It's a wonderful living. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. I come from that same place that you do. I just so badly want to see people succeed at this.
Right.
I really do.
Yeah.
I know that if we can just give them the tools, I'm sure sometimes you just wanted it. You want it so bad for them. You just want them to want it for themselves, right?
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Harriet.
Thank you.
Oh,
my dear.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.